At SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. More Russian airstrikes in Ukraine.
A Russian cruise missile has struck a building in Ukraine's western Lviv region, killing one man. The strike destroyed the building and sparked a fire, its governor wrote on Telegram. He said that rescue operations were being conducted. Kharkiv's governor says an air attack there has killed a 19-year-old man after a projectile hit a gas station. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands in Ukraine's Odessa region have been left without power after debris from a downed Russian drone reportedly caused a fire at an energy facility. The Ukrainian Air Force says it shot down 9 of the 11 Russian-launched Shahed-type drones overnight, as well as 9 out of 14 cruise missiles. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Also at SRNnews.com, work crews continue to clean up after a train derailment in central Oklahoma overturned 22 rail cars carrying gravel. The derailment occurred just east of Davenport. That's about 50 miles east of Oklahoma City. Officials say there were no chemicals in any of the cars that overturned, but there was a minor fuel leak from one of the locomotives involved. No injuries reported, and the cause is under investigation. Tens of millions of people in North America will have a chance to see the total solar eclipse on Monday, April 8th.
This eclipse is going to be passing over major cities, right? Dallas, Indianapolis, Cleveland, Buffalo, New York, and many others in between. So lots more people in the path this time. So potentially, scientists are saying this should be the biggest eclipse crowd for totality ever in North America, given the major cities it's passing over.
It's Marcia Dunn reporting. A new law mandating the minimum wage increase for fast food employees to $20 an hour takes effect in California on Monday. The increase is being cheered by workers and labor unions. SRN News. You might have noticed, but church attendance is down.
According to the latest Gallup poll, only 30% of Protestant Christians go to worship every week. 14% say they go almost every week, and another 13% are in the pews about once a month. The Gallup survey also reveals that 16% of self-identified Christians say they never go to church. In fact, worship is in decline across all religious faiths in the U.S., with no group seeing an increase since the year 2000. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bill that would put abortion to a vote of the people in Louisiana has failed in the legislature. The measure, which would have enshrined abortion in the state's constitution, was defeated in committee. The state has a near-total ban on the abhorrent procedure, approved by lawmakers shortly after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. Several states across the country putting abortion on the ballot this November. SRN News. A new United Nations report estimates 19% of the food produced around the world went to waste in 2022.
That's a little more than 1 billion metric tons of food that could have helped feed the hundreds of millions of people who live with hunger every day. The biggest share of that waste, about 60%, came in households. Almost 30% came in food service operations such as restaurants. Besides leaving people hungry, food waste amounts to a misuse of the land and water required to raise crops and animals. John Scott reporting.
Preparations are underway at the gardens of the Versailles Palace in France to host the equestrian and modern pentathlon events during this summer's Paris Games. Temporary facilities, including grandstands, are being built across the park. The main arena will hold 16,000 seated spectators for the dressage and show jumping competitions. More news at srnnews.com.